name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the past several Sundays, our gospel readings have reminded us that following Jesus is not always easy. Discipleship involves sacrifice, perseverance, and sometimes weariness. Many of us know that feeling. We carry burdens that seem never-ending, and we wonder, where can I find rest? The words of an old song come to my mind. I do not know if you remember that song. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough, and friends just can't be found. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Those lyrics echo the promise of Jesus in today's gospel. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, Jesus knew the struggles of ordinary people. He lived among them. He saw their sickness, their poverty, grief, and disappointments. Crowds came to him carrying burdens they could no longer bear, and they found compassion, healing, and hope. The same invitation is offered to us today. Some of us carry physical pain. Others bear the weight of loneliness, family conflicts, financial worries, uncertainty about the future, guilt over past mistakes, or anxiety about the world we live in. Many burdens cannot be seen, yet they weigh heavily on the heart. But Jesus does not say, figure it out on your own. He says rather, come to me. And how does Jesus give us rest? First, he shares our burdens. I remember when my daughter was little and wanted to help carry a heavy chair from one part of the house to the other. She thought she was carrying it, but I was really bearing most of the weight. That example is how Jesus helps us. He does not always remove our burdens, but he carries the heavier end. We never carry life's weight alone. Second, Jesus teaches us to let go of burdens we were never meant to carry. Sometimes we carry extra weight for ourselves, like unforgiveness, resentment, endless worry, guilt that God has already forgiven, or trying to control everything. Christ invites us to lay these at his feet. Rest begin when we trust him more than ourselves. Finally, Jesus teaches us the way of love. Love does not remove every burden, but it transforms how we carry it. There is a familiar story of a boy carrying his younger brother. A man said to him, "Son, that's a heavy load." And the boy replied, "He is not heavy. He is my brother." Love changes burdens into acts of grace. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." A yoke joins two together. When we take Christ's yoke, we are walking beside Him. He guides us, strengthens us, and gives us the grace we need for each day. So as followers of Christ, we are also called to help carry one another's burden. A listening ear, a kind word, a visit to someone who is lonely, a prayer for someone in need. These are ways we become Christ's hands in the world. Jesus does not promise a life without burdens. He promises His presence within them. He gives us strength for today and hope for tomorrow. So whatever life feels too heavy, hear His invitation. Once again, come to Me and I will give you rest. So we may come to Him, trust Him, and become instruments of His love, helping others find the same rest that we have received. Amen.